Thank you for sending in your bird song. It's been a pleasure listening to it. But this week, it was suggested we attempt to identify the bird song we've been hearing. So, I contacted the RSPB.
I'm Adrian Thomas, and I work for the RSPB. My day job with the RSPB is I'm a project manager doing all sorts of interesting things like running campaigns and setting up new nature reserves. And then in my spare time, I have two big passions. One is wildlife-friendly gardening, making your green spaces outside your back door as lovely as possible to welcome in wildlife. And my other big passion is birdsong. And so last year I wrote the RSPB Guide to Birdsong, which is a book with a CD or a digital download, because what I felt was that when you recognise what the different bird sounds are, then it's almost like hearing the voice of a friend when you hear it. You're much more likely to notice it. It's much less likely to wash over you without it registering. But I felt there were things that I could do to help people basically tell one bird sound from another.
The birds that strike me as perhaps the most common, and obviously I have no knowledge of birds whatsoever, so please, you know, feel free to correct me at any point, but I always think of the sparrow and the robin.
And you're certainly right in terms of the fact that there is a small group of birds, which includes the house sparrow, the robin, probably the blackbird, which are really frequent in gardens. When we do the big garden bird watch at the end of January and people tell us what they've recorded in their garden, house sparrow comes out as top, the commonest bird within garden environments. So it's no wonder that people are then hearing the house sparrow. It's interesting because at this time of year, male birds are prompted into song. The days lengthen, they get warmer, they get into breeding condition, and song is there to attract a mate and to defend their territory. So it serves both purposes. But our commonest bird has one of the simplest songs of any bird. In fact, many people probably don't even realise that the sparrow is singing when it makes its noise, because the male house sparrow's song just goes chirp, cheep, chilp, chirp, chilp, one note at a time. He's quite enthusiastic about it, but it's certainly not sophisticated in any way. But it's enough to attract him a female. So that is the main sound that you hear from a male house sparrow singing to show off to the female that this is my edge of the gutter that I'm holding territory on near my little nest hole that I'd like you to raise our youngsters in.
Where do they nest?
So house sparrows are hole nesters. It is possible for them to build a freestanding nest, which is a big dome of sticks and stuff. But what they really love in the built environment is finding a hole under the eaves of the house, and they'll readily take to a nest box. And you'll probably know that lots of people around the country have put up nest boxes, attached them to house walls, attached them to trees. But they're typically a nest box which has a hole size suitable for a blue tit. But a house sparrow needs a slightly bigger hole. And once you put up a nest box on your house with a 32 millimeter diameter hole, house sparrows are really swift to move in. I have got 5 house sparrow boxes on the outside of my house, and 3 of them have got pairs of house sparrow in them. And given that house sparrows have declined so massively over the last 20, 25 years, their numbers have halved, then it's lovely to think that we can do something to help them, both by putting out a bit of supplementary food, but also by putting up a nest box for them. And then you can hear the chirping right outside your window.
Somebody pointed out to me recently that there is such a bird as a dunnock, which apparently is like a sparrow. Is there a difference?
So there absolutely is a difference. Now, dunnock, the word, just means dull little thing. That's all that dunnock means, which gives you an idea of why you perhaps haven't been noticing it, because it's just brown and streaky, very much like a female house sparrow. It used to be called the hedge sparrow, but it comes from a completely different family. It's an insect eater, whereas house sparrows are seed eaters. And the dunnock very typically will live in low, thick shrubs, which you'd find in many a garden, and a pair of dunnocks will hop out on the lawn, they'll busy themselves at the edge of the flower border, their little wings flicking, and then dart back into the shrubbery. They are a common garden bird. They don't go around in large flocks like the house sparrow does, but they will be in many people's gardens. And the brilliant thing for the dunnock is, whilst it's difficult to identify it by sight, the sound is very different. So where the house sparrow has that really simple chilp, chalp, shilp song, one note at a time, the dunnock has a song verse which lasts about 4 or 5 seconds, and it's quite a squeaky little verse that shuttles along at really rapid pace. It's impossible to convey exactly what it sounds using the human voice, but I render it as diddly 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 diddly. So you can see how different that is from the house sparrow song. A dunnock will be singing now in spring. They'll start singing maybe late February time. They'll keep on singing through to about June. And so yes, when you're in a garden environment and you've got a bird that is singing in this fast shuttling song, which doesn't change in pace, and which to me is like a line of verbal scribble in a way, diddly 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 diddly, then you've got a dunnock.
A dunnock bringing today's birdsong to a close. My thanks to Adrian Thomas, Project Manager at the RSPB.